What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Heaven and earth adore him. Angels bow before him. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Heaven and earth adore, even angels bow before him. What a mighty God we serve. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Mighty God, we bless you. Jehovah, we give you praise. We magnify your name, O Lord. Thank you, Father God, for this mood that you are giving unto us. Thank you, Lord God, for the spirit of praise, the spirit of thanksgiving that you have released unto us this day. Father, be thou exalted in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray to you. We also praise you. Thank you, Lord God, because you answer to our prayers and to our praise, Lord. To you alone we return all the glory. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, thank you, Father. We have come once again to remind ourselves of your word, to encourage ourselves in your word, to exhort ourselves in your word. I pray, O God, that you breathe your breath upon your word in our spirit man for understanding in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you engrace us, O God, to walk in the light of your word in the name of Jesus Christ, so that your word empowers us, O God, and we walk all about with your presence, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Glory and honor be to your holy name forever. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Amen. Beloved, I want to welcome you once again to another day, another podcast. This podcast is brought to you by Liberty Ark Ministry International. Right. In the last episode, I was talking about gratitude to God from a joyful heart. We serve God with gladness of heart, with joy in our heart. And when we give praise to God, we must also do the same. You know, we give praise to God. Acceptable praise to God comes from a joyful heart and a heart that is connected to God. We are talking about connectivity to God when we do anything with God. Either way, you serve God, you praise God, you pray. Bible says that the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth more. That is the heartfelt prayer of a righteous. Anna was praying, her mouth was moving, her voice was not heard. So she was communicating directly to God from her heart, pouring out the sorrows of her heart before the Lord. All right, so today, I want to talk about, so why I say that is so that we know that whatever we do unto God, we do it from our heart. And I also spoke about gratitude to God from a pure heart. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Psalm 24. From verse 3, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that had a clean hand and a pure heart. The one who has not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. The one that, who doesn't have a proud heart. Yes, that's the one that can ascend to the hill of the Lord. Who has a pure heart? Do you have a pure heart in giving praise to God? Or you are just doing what is called entertainment? All right. So today, I want to talk about gratitude or praise to God with visitation. With visitation. You see, we pray and we find out in the Bible or in the Word of God or in the Scripture. Some people say the old Bible is not the Word of God. Okay, so from the Bible, find out from the Bible that when people pray, God do send angels to answer, to bring down answers to their prayers. Right, but when people praise God, when they praise God from the bottom of their heart, there is a visitation. God visits. Because the Bible in the book of Psalms chapter 22 verse 3, it says, O thou that inhabitest the praises of thy people. Let me read that. Let me not just come from my heart. Psalm 22 verse 3. Psalms 22 verse 3. O thou that inhabit the praise of your people. That is when people praise God, God himself is it comes down into the praise. Yeah. But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. Israel, the people of God. You and I are How do I put it? You and I are Israelites by virtue of redemption, by virtue of redemption, accepting Jesus as our personal Lord and Savior. Right. Bible says, as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. John chapter 1, verse 12. So when people praise God, God manifests himself in the praise. He inhabits the praise of his people. Look at Psalm 114. Psalm 114 says, when God came about, the sea saw it and fled. Jordan was driven back. He said, why are you going back? He said, I saw the Lord, the presence of the Lord is here, so we can't stand the presence of the Lord. So they went back. So when you carry God's presence, when you carry God's presence, darkness cannot dwell around you. I hope you know that. So you say, the sea saw it and fled. 114 verse 3. Jordan was driven back. The mountains keep like rams and the little hills like lamb. What happened to you, thou sea that thou fled? Thou Jordan that thou was driven back. Ye mountains that ye. Then he said, tremble thou earth, at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob, the presence of God. So we discovered that in the book of Daniel chapter 10, when Daniel prayed, the Bible says that from the very first day he prayed, God has already answered the prayer and sent the angel to bring down the answers to the prayer. But the prince of Persia held down the angel that you are not going anywhere. So that means when we pray, sometimes when we pray, the enemy can still hinder the manifestation of answers to our prayers. Did you get that? That when we pray, it is possible for the enemy to hinder the manifestation of your answered prayers. Go and read that place very well, Daniel chapter 10. Now, when I say this, let's balance it, because the Bible, the word of God is balanced. Yeah. So you pray and you praise. But I advise people to do more of praising God than praying. Sometimes when we praise God, we may not need to pray the prayer of bind, loose, destroy, and all that. God himself will do all that. We get there now. So in Daniel chapter 10, Daniel was praying from the first day until about the 21st day, when angel appeared to him and said, young man, what are you still doing here? And he said, from the very first day you began to pray, the angel was bringing down, but there was the prince of Persia that withheld the angel. But I am come, that is the archangel said, I am come, you know, to tell you what is to happen. Go and read that Daniel chapter 10. You can start from read the whole of that chapter 10. You can start from, say, verse 10 and then downwards or upwards, whichever way you want to put it. And we also found out that in the book of Acts of the Apostles, chapter 16, I'm talking about visitation now. You know, the title of this message is Gratitude and Visitation. In Acts of the Apostles, chapter 16, they held Paul and Silas were held and kept into the prisons, and they were the prison keeper was told to keep them in the inner part and make sure they are well locked up right. But the Bible says that they prayed, but they sang aloud. They began to praise God aloud that the prisoners heard them, and the praise, the smoke went up to God, and God descended himself. What happened? The Bible said there was a great earthquake. That is the presence of God in the praise. In a praise that comes from a pure heart, from a heart that is joyful. Even in their predicament, they were not thinking, they were not blaming God, they were not complaining. God, we were doing your work, you know, we cast out that demon from that woman, because that was what they did. There was a woman that was following them, and they realized that this one is possessed of the spirit of divination. No, you are not part of us. And they did, you know, strip that woman of that spirit of divination. And the people who had that woman, they were very angry, because that was their source of income. So because of that, they went to report Paul and Silas to the council, and they kept them in the prison. So they were doing God's work here now, but they were kept in prison. But they didn't, because of that, say, God, I were working for you now. Why did you allow this to happen to us? Look at where they came. No, the Bible said they prayed to God and they began to sing. They began to be joyful that even this, that they are privileged to be caught in this manner while they are working for God. They were just dancing and singing aloud that the prisoners heard them. And the Bible said, and suddenly, let me look at that place. Acts chapter 16. Acts chapter 16 from verse 20, yeah, from verse 25, it said, you can read from the very beginning. It's very interesting. This Acts of the Apostles chapter 16 is very, very interesting. That's where you see the spirit that a certain damsel that was possessed with the spirit of divination. We can start from verse 16, but I'm coming from verse 25 now. It said, and at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prison was shaking. When you praise God, God will go to the root of that problem. He will go to the foundation of your life and shake everything that needs to be shaken. And then there will be a reorganization. There will be a rearrangement. There will be a turnaround. Yeah. So, and immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's bands were loosed. So it wasn't Paul and Silas alone. Everyone there, because the presence of God came down. Everyone's bands, so every other person benefited from the praises of Paul and Silas to God. I pray, as you praise God today, the Lord God of heaven and earth will visit you in the name of Jesus Christ. He will visit your family in the name of Jesus, and everything that concerns you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, give praise to God. Be grateful to God, and you will experience the visitation of God in the name of Jesus Christ. So, Heavenly Father, we thank you. Our Father and our God, we bless you. We give you praise, Lord. We thank you. We cannot thank you enough. All the days of my life, I will continue to give thanks to you. Every day that I wake up, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Daddy. Thank you, my God, my King. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Amen. Beloved, if you find this message, you know, that has blessed you, please bless others. And as you do so, the Lord bless you mightily in the name of Jesus Christ. My name once again is Shola Daniel, and I'm coming to you from Liberty Ark Ministry International. Until I come your way again on Friday, stay blessed in the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen.